With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to meet with President Trump this weekend to discuss a peace plan that would end the Russia-Ukraine war. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Zelensky says he'll travel to Florida for talks with the president on Sunday. The Ukrainian leader told reporters the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and said the 20-point peace plan that's been under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting suggests that negotiators have made significant progress. Last month, Donald Trump said he would meet with Zelensky only when the deal to the war is final or in its final stages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There will be a historic New Year's Eve ball drop to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary.
This New Year's Eve in Times Square will offer even more at midnight. It's the combined kickoff to America 250. Rosie Rios is the chair of the organization.
The ball is going to glow red, white, and blue right after the countdown. For the first time ever, there will be a second wave of confetti. It will all end with America the Beautiful.
In celebration of the start of America's 250th anniversary and a year of getting all Americans to participate in the largest year of service.
We are making 2026 the largest year of volunteer hours ever aggregated by our country.
Julie Walker, New York.
The United States airstrikes targeting militants affiliated with the Islamic State group in northeastern or northwestern Nigeria are a major escalation of an offensive that Nigeria's overstretched military has struggled with for years. President Trump said the powerful and deadly strikes were carried out against IS militants on Thursday. Powerful winter storms bringing the wettest Christmas season to Southern California this week, with relentless winds and rain triggering debris flows and mud in homes. This is SRN News. A new poll asks churchgoers about the Bible and social issues.
The survey was commissioned by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that just 47% of Americans who attend worship services regularly believe that the scriptures are clear and unambiguous about the morality of homosexuality, and that's down from 63% who thought that just 2 years ago. And the poll also finds just 40% of churchgoers think the Bible is clear on transgenderism, 51% feel the same about abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Many Christians are celebrating a surge in movies and TV shows that honor faith. Phil Wickham, a Grammy-nominated Christian recording artist who voices the character of David in an upcoming film, says it's been gratifying to see the success of shows like The Chosen and House of David. However, it's too soon to tell whether there's a sea change in Hollywood or if it's just a short-term fad. Fox Media Marketing Chief Jason Klarman agrees. This is SRN News. When it comes to popular music these days, a new leader is quickly emerging.
It may surprise you. Christian music is growing rapidly, while other genres struggle to grab new listeners. Experts and artists say there are a variety of reasons why religious music is connecting. Social media and streaming are two factors. So is the music's positive lyrics, which has evolved to reflect real life. Another reason? Well, certain Christian artists have begun to cross over now into mainstream music, and the experts say they hope this isn't just a trend, but a real movement. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks closed slightly lower as investors returned from the Christmas holidays. The S&P 500, Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the NASDAQ all fell less than 0.1% Friday. Markets in several countries remain closed. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.